Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. We're down here at the 2017 Reseed Senior Bowl with one of the top 2017 prospects, it's Isaiah Jones. Yeah. Isaiah, what's it like being down here? I mean, you got a room filled with scouts. I pulled you aside, but if I wasn't, you know a team was going.
Yeah.
So you've been probably pulled left and right.
Bouncing from team to team, just talking to all these scouts. It's great. It's a fun atmosphere. It's lively. Just getting to meet these other great players around the nation. It's a great time. I'm enjoying it.
Now, have you always had this size?
No, not always. Just a late bloomer in high school and really starting to fill out. And I'm training now at Exos in Phoenix, and they're treating me well down there.
Exos does a terrific job. And, it seems like so many of the kids that we talk to, even down from the Shrine game, are all training at one of the Exos facilities. But, again, that speaks to the work that they put into you guys.
For you, you kind of said you grew into this body a little later. A young age, were you playing Pop Warner Pee Wee?
Yeah, I started at the age of four, so this game's been a part of my life for so long, and I'm blessed to be here in this time with such amazing guys and amazing coaches. It's going to be a phenomenal week.
Was Isaiah Jones a guy at, 6 years old that was scoring 5 or 6 touchdowns a game?
Something like that, yeah. Pop Warner football, running around, scoring, and enjoying it.
Right. Did parents ever want to check out your birth certificate and say, hey, this kid's got to be too old?
No, that was probably my older brother, Caleb. He's playing with the Minnesota Vikings right now, and he's doing a great job with them. So, it's a football family, a lot of bloodline in our family. I'm just happy to be here.
Nice, and I'm glad you brought that up. What was it like kind of growing up with him, and how competitive you are? I've talked to some guys, I know, like Jimmy Garoppolo, when he was down here, he said, I think his mom still had they would play PlayStation hockey, and there was fist fights.
For sure. Competitive in every aspect of what we did, whether it was a video game or playing outside or, not even football, but basketball and other sports. So always competitive, always wanting to win and always trying to get the edge up with each other. And it's like that for all my siblings. We're just competitive.
Nice. And for you, when did it kind of sink in? You get your offers, you get your scholarships, you arrive on college campus, and everyone who plays on Saturday wants an opportunity to get to Sunday.
Yeah.
When does it kind of really sink in that, hey, I got a legit shot at this?
You know what? I don't think it truly does. Not until you can look back and say that you did all of that. It's a high pace right now. Lots of moving forward. A wonderful opportunity that we have right now, but nothing set in stone. Still got to go out here and perform well. You got to go to the combines, got to do your pro days and stuff like that. So there's a lot that goes into it. You just got to stay hungry and you just got to keep working hard.
Nice. And for you, in terms of, why you're here, you got to be one of the best prospects. But, what do you think scouts are going to love about what you bring to the table?
Just my competitive nature, the type of player I am, being a wide receiver, getting after it, going up and making plays on the ball, being competitive. I got great hands, very versatile. I'm just ready to get out here and compete with some of the top guys in the nation.
Nice. And is there, besides you just wanting to have the greatest week ever, is there kind of one thing you really want to show these scouts?
Just show that I can compete against, whoever it is, wherever the team that these guys came from or the school that it is. I went to a school at East Carolina where people say that we were in a Power 5, we don't play a lot of competition, but it's going to be a perfect opportunity to kind of remove the doubt of where I can play.
Definitely. And is there a little chip on your shoulder?
No. Of course, yeah. A little chip on the shoulder, but just got to stay focused, do my job, and continue to do the things that got me here.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Isaiah Jones, a standout, kind enough to join us here on the C2P as we talk some NFL draft. If you folks miss any of this show in its entirety, you always know it's free and available at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then we'll be featuring this draft bio page as well at CollegePro.com. You kind of mentioned what you do well. Is there anything these scouts need to know about that they won't see? Leadership qualities, game film study? What do they need to know about you that they should?
I feel like they'll get to see the full picture of me, just the type of person I am. You can tell I'm a happy guy, a lot of energy. I'm going to motivate the guys on my team, just try to bring the best out of everybody and rise up to that level of competition and just go out there and play well. So they'll definitely see the leadership qualities that I have and just see the overall person I am.
Excellent stuff. And how long have you been at Exos training?
I've been at Exos for about 3 weeks now, and it's going great. I love all the guys there that I'm training with, and all the coaches are fantastic.
How much of the change have you seen in your body?
I've seen a drastic change in just 3 weeks. A lot more strength, a lot more speed. I feel great. The food that they're feeding me is second to none, so it's a great time. It's a great process.
Isaiah, don't lie to us. Are you looking in the mirror a little bit more, checking out?
A little bit, yeah, a little bit, Bo. I'm looking in the mirror a little bit, Bo, just enjoying it. You know what I'm saying? Seeing those changes come in, so it's been great.
Excellent stuff. Before we let you go, we do appreciate you sharing your time with us. We know you're a busy young man. We always like to throw a couple lighthearted questions your way. You ready to take a shot with us?
Yeah, sure.
All right. This is usually the question you guys, I think, give the most thought to.
Okay.
Female celebrities. If you could take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who's Isaiah Jones going to make your dinner?
Wow. Female celebrity, who am I taking out?
It's your show, man, so you pick anybody.
Probably Jessica Alba. She's always been a childhood crush, and she's beautiful, so I'm probably going to take Jessica Alba out for a little bite to eat. Yeah.
She's franchise selection.
Yeah.
She's franchise pick. Good selection.
It's safe pick, quality pick, you know?
Yeah. Exactly. That's a franchise pick.
Mom would like her, so I think it's pretty good. Yeah.
Plug and play. You got 10 years of Pro Bowl level.
There you go.
Famous, yeah.
There you go.
And hopefully that's where you'll be. Maybe in 15 years from now, I'll be talking to you in Canton. Take us inside that locker room. Could be you or a teammate. Who had the most bizarre nickname?
The most bizarre nickname at my college, probably Deion Pratt. His nickname was Sticks. He's about 6'5", long, skinny. And, I mean, that's the nickname right there. You can see how he got that nickname. So,
exactly.
Probably Sticks, yeah.
Do you have a nickname?
People just call me Zay. Mainly go by Zay, but, you know. It's whatever they want
to
call me.
I felt bad. I talked to an offensive lineman down at the Shrine game last week, and said when his freshman year, they were calling him Kunkles or something.
That's weird.
Yeah, I felt bad for him. You could tell it was more of like a knock. And then the final question. We're working with Eric Dorsey, the man behind the scenes at Illustrative Creations, who paints cleats.
Yeah.
If you could have any of your cleat painter themed out, what kind of theme would you want?
Oh, cool. Man, that's pretty awesome. I guess just my alma mater now, it's kind of weird to say, but like a cool pirate theme, you know, some pirate ships, you know, crazy pirates on its skull, crossbones, those would be pretty dope. That's something I would rock in the league. Probably get fined for it, but I'll do it for my university.
There you go, man. Once again, Isaiah Jones, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. Isaiah, we always like to say stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, my man.
Yeah, always. Thank you. I appreciate you. You take care, bud.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.